Wooler Lake in the Kashmir Valley is preparing for winter. Boats like these are making the last rounds as villagers extract any remaining water chestnuts. The lake is famous for them, and output has increased over the past 2 years.
This used to be a field. There were trees here, but after the dredging, water chestnuts started growing back and livelihoods resumed. Before that, the silt and marshlands made it hard for us to sustain our lives as dwellers.
Nestled in the Himalayas, the Wooler Lake is a critical source of water in the region, and thousands of people depend on it. But in a matter of decades, it's shrunk by nearly half, and all because of these willow trees. Thousands were planted for firewood, creating mounds of silt that are choking waterways, affecting vegetation and water quality. Restoration projects are underway. The government aims to cut down 2 million trees by March. Subhandar is one of the contractors.
I planted hundreds of thousands of trees for 35 years, but it was a mistake. It destroyed the lake. The government wants to restore it and cut down trees. This will bring back the lake's glory. I feel very lucky I got the contract.
Authorities are planting other trees. Still, barely 4 of the 90 square kilometers of lost surface area have been restored in 5 years.
Basically, the lake area changes seasonally from, you can say, 80 to 50 square kilometers. So it is not necessary that we have to restore whole of the area as a water body, because wetland has its own features. It has to have its mud flats. It has to have its solid areas where birds can stay.
The lake serves as a natural barrier against flooding, but environmentalists say pollution levels need to be controlled for it to be effective.
The geomorphic setup of Kashmir Valley is such that it is prone to flooding, and most of these flood waters used to find a sinking ground or a sinkage in Wooler. But if you look at land system changes that have happened over the course of last 50 years or 5 decades, so you know, there have been substantial land system changes which does not allow basically flood waters to sink into Wooler Lake.
Authorities are planning to restore another 23 square kilometers. Villagers know it'll take years for the lake to return to its former glory, but are happy with the first signs of revival. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera.